WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, you're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
As it happened on Monday Night Raw, you hear one thing and you get another. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Raw Post Show live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by Garrick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rock, and joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Taker, he's back again for the second time this year, because things are awesome like that. I don't know.
So let's just start with that. So there was build up all night that Braun Strowman is going to call out Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns then said he would be in the middle of the ring at the end of the night. So Braun Strowman comes out. He says Roman got lucky and calls him out for a fight. So you hear Roman's music hit, and then it transitions into the Undertakers, who saunter slowly to the ring. The fans erupt with craziness. The Undertaker stares down Braun Strowman as the fans chant, "Holy sh-," and then Braun Strowman just casually backs away.
No, Braun Strowman did not casually back away. There was no casually about that. Okay, so Taker comes out, cuts over Roman's music. This crowd has been a bunch of dicks all night, right? They chanted CM Punk like at least 3 times that I can count. Probably more than I wasn't paying attention for.
More than that, yeah. Thanks.
They've been rude. They've been everything. Taker walks out. They're like, they are super respectful because nobody screws with Taker. Nobody. Taker walks out, cuts in over Roman's music, walks out, and just glares at Braun. And he's like, move. And Braun thinks about it for a second, for like a split second, right? He's bigger than Taker. He's stronger than Taker. He could probably actually beat him up. What does Braun do? He's like, yeah, so I was kind of here first, and Taker just glares harder, and then he's like, yeah, so I'm gonna go now. This is your ring. You have a fun time with Roman. I'll get him after Mania. Peace out. Bye. And he leaves through the crowd. Why? Because he was with Bray when they went after Taker the last time. He learned. And also, Taker can't hit Braun if there's people around with lightning. I mean, it makes perfect sense to me. Perfect sense. But yeah, this was really well done.
And then, go ahead.
Just having Braun be like, think twice about it, just sells Taker right there. Because, you know, here's this big beast of a dude, Braun Strowman, who's been beating up everybody, right? He wants real competition. There's real competition right in front of him. The Undertaker, right? You take out the Undertaker, you know, you're made. And he thinks twice about it. He's like, yeah, I remember you the last time I met you. I don't want to screw with you. I'm out.
You're the goddamn Undertaker. I'm good.
Bray's not here. I'm gonna leave now.
So me and my titties are gonna bounce.
Basically.
So Taker's music hits. End of the night, nothing else happens. Oh wait, Roman's music kicks back up. He takes his time getting into the ring. The fans are booing Roman Reigns. He gets in the ring and says, Braun called me out, not you.
Nobody calls The Undertaker out. He just shows up whenever he wants.
And then made it clear to The Undertaker that this is his yard now.
No, it's not.
And the fans politely say, Roman sucks. Okay, it wasn't polite, but they made it clear Roman sucks as The Undertaker does his stare at the sign and then chokeslams Roman Reigns right into the mat. Bam.
And leaves.
And leaves. Because this is what WrestleMania season is all about.
Yeah, Michael Cole, you could have been a little less excited about that. I'm just saying. Like, he was, like, screaming it. Oh, guttural. Like, you know, this is what WrestleMania season's all about. Like, dude, calm down. All right? Cool your jets. Just calm down.
So that was how Monday Night Raw ended, which was done well.
Mm-hmm.
But Monday Night Raw opened fantastic.
Oh my god.
Chris Jericho came out talking about this Chicago's the birthplace of Y2J, and it's now the home of the resurrection of Chris Jericho. He said he screwed Kevin Owens out of the championship. Jericho said Owens betrayed him during the Festival of Friendship. He said he stuck his knife into the back of Jericho and twisted it in, man. Jericho said he was angry, confused, and wanted to know why Owens did it. So Kevin Owens comes out, starts doing the usual Kevin Owens back talk, you know, trying to not answer a question. He goes, quiet, and just tell me the answer. He said he didn't stab his best friend in the back because Jericho was never his best friend.
Ouch.
Owens says Sami Zayn was once his best friend and he stabbed him in the back and would do it again and again and again.
And Sami Zayn is backstage like, alright, you want to play it like that? Fine. Screw you.
Owens called Chris Jericho a tool and he just used him. Owens said Triple H told him that everyone would be coming for him once he became WWE Universal Champion. Owens said he needed a person who... Owens said Triple H told him everyone would be coming for him once he was champion. Owens said he needed a person who knew what it took and also was gullible. He called Chris Jericho the perfect tool. He added that Jericho outlived his usefulness when he accepted the match against Goldberg on his behalf. Owens said he would have outsmarted Goldberg if Fastlane had not before Chris Jericho. Owens said, Jericho, you got me. You outsmarted me. He said if Jericho thinks what he did to him at the Festival of Friendship was bad, he actually spared him. Owens said he could have made sure he would never walk again. Owens said he let Jericho walk away for his family because Owens is a good person. Jericho said he would have done the same thing to Owens 8 years ago, but he liked having a best friend and was complacent. He said he has friends and played to the crowd and, you know, who all chanted for him. Jericho said costing Owens a title doesn't make them square. Rather, it means it's just the beginning of the road that leads to two of them at WrestleMania. Owens said he's promised a rematch whenever he wants one for the Universal title, but he said he'll take his time to get that back. But all he could think about was taking Jericho's title. Owens told Jericho to put the title online, and he's like, okay. Done. Jericho said without hesitation, Jericho said, challenged Owens to come to the ring and fight. They did. When Jericho and Owens went at it, Samoa Joe showed up. It was 2-on-1 on Jericho. And then Sami Zayn made the save with the use of chairs as well. Really good segment.
Really good segment. Really strong segment. Liked it. It was just really perfect the way that Owens and Jericho did this. You can tell that they probably had some input on this one in the way that they played it out and what they said. You know, Owens just being that really heartless, apathetic dick was just perfect. And Jericho involving the crowd, pulling them in, you know, hitting all the catchphrases was really nicely done. It wasn't overkill, but it did what it needed to do to keep the crowd in it. I really, really, really enjoyed this segment. I really enjoyed it. Because they just went for it.
I believe his line was, the friends of Jericho cheer me on, man, or something to that effect.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I thought that was very clever. Nice way of using the catchphrase and twisting it. And it was really good stuff by Chris. Really good stuff by Kevin. Overall, really, really good. It was, friends of Jericho, cheer me on, man, was the actual line. I really enjoyed all of that.
A really hot opener to Monday Night Raw.
So, you know, there's 4 people in our ring. That means what, Lindsay?
Tag team match, play a Hallhalla.
No. Instead, we had Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn, which saw Kevin Owens destroy Sami Zayn again.
Can we stop jobbing Sami out? Like, I feel like all he's there for is to get beat up, and he's so better than that. Can we, like, stop doing that to Sami Zayn?
Also, Samoa Joe beat Chris Jericho by choking him out on the outside and winning by count out.
That was well done.
We were sitting here going, who's going to win?
Yeah, because it's like, okay, it's Joe and Jericho. Jericho's coming back from an injury or storyline injury, so technically Jericho should win. But it's Joe. Joe just debuted. They're booking him really strong right now, so they're not going to necessarily have him lose. Owens and Zayn are being banned from ringside, so they can't get involved. So somebody else is going to get involved. No, we're just going to have Joe choke Jericho out on the side. Outside and then just roll back in the ring for the 10 count. It's like, okay, all right, that's acceptable.
And then after the match, Jericho hit a code breaker out of nowhere.
Like you do.
Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson defended the tag team titles against Enzo Amore and Big Cass. Apparently it was a no contest in this one when Cesaro and Sheamus came in and got involved because Enzo was all crazy on the outside and spilled Cesaro's coffee all over him.
You do not spill Cesaro's coffee, especially all over his nice suit.
So they had some trash talking earlier, then they were being held apart by referees after this, and Foley made the stipulation that next week the two teams will fight to find out who will challenge for the tag team titles at WrestleMania.
I'm okay with this.
New Day beat the Shining Stars.
Big E, honey, would you stop getting in it? Would you just, like, stop trying to tongue the cart? You have no idea where that thing has been, or if it's sanitary.
Akira Tozawa beat Aria Daivari in 2 minutes.
Poor Daivari.
We taped the ropes for 2 minutes for this.
Poor Daivari.
Kendrick came out and said he couldn't make any promise about facing Tozawa, but he would have an answer for him tomorrow night on 205 Live. And Kendrick said lesson number 5 is to be careful what you wish for. Dum dum dum. We had a video package promoting the return of Emma.
Yes, the transformation of Emelina to Emma because reasons. I don't even know what to do with this anymore. It's such a joke. It's like, poor Emma. You just feel really bad for her. Because, like, they had this idea for her. They try to repackage her. It doesn't work. And she's still off TV. Still off TV. She comes back for one night, and then she's back off TV again. We're probably going to get another 20 weeks of promos before they bring her back out. Because it's Mania season, and they're not going to necessarily re-debut her before Mania.
Neville and Rich Swann had a fantastic match in a row.
Where the hell was that last night?
Right? Right.
I mean, I will take it tonight, because it was absolutely amazing, but where the hell was that last night? Could have used that last night.
Mm-hmm. Neville retains via the Rings of Saturn. After the match, Austin Aries, commentator, was in the ring. He noted that Neville had 2 big wins over the last 2 nights and asked Neville how it felt to stand on top of the mountain. And the fans were chanting for Austin Aries. Aries was like, thank you guys, let's get down to business. Neville said he did what he would do. He said he did what he said he would do. He said to everyone who has overlooked him, look at me now. And, you know, he said no one on 205 Live could hold the candle to the king of the cruiserweights. And Aries was like, you sure? Sure. And then Aries was like, you can't seriously be suggesting yourself. You must be delusional if you think you're even close to being on my level. Neville told Aries to go back to the announcer table where he can make cheap jokes to entertain the universe. You know, where it's not about, you know, it's not a good package, it's not a bad package, it's the package.
I just love how Austin Aries gets away with talking about his package. Mm-hmm. I love this.
Neville said it's his ring and told Aries to get out of there before he rearranges his orbital socket again. He takes off the glasses, subtly showing that his eye is fine. Neville asks Aries, what is he going to do about it? Aries says he has one more question. Rather, not a question, but a statement. And then he punches him with the microphone. And nails him with a form as well. That was good. Really good.
It was really good. It was really well done. Because when Neville's like, oh, there's nobody left to face me. There's nobody in this division. And Austin's standing right there. It's like, well, I can see where this is going. I can see exactly where this is going. We're going to get the greatest man that ever lived. Austin Aries.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yes, sir. We are going to get Austin Aries. And Neville. Although I had to laugh because all I could think about when, like, Neville's, like, right up in Austin's face, he kept spitting on Austin's face. And Austin just kept, like, jerking back because he kept spitting on him, is to get him the little, like, face guard with the windshield wipers what DX had way back in the day.
He would do that, too.
He would do that, too. Because Neville just, like, kept going and he kept spitting on Austin. It was just like, oh, God. Oh, no.
We then have the Universal Champion, Goldberg, come to the ring. Not as loud as usual, more mixed. He said the title belongs to the fans as much as it belongs to him. Goldberg said he couldn't have done it without the fans. And then he was very humble. And then he had something to say something he's never said in public before. We had a CM Punk chant. He goes, yeah, I hear that. And then out walked Paul Heyman, who brought out his client, Brock Lesnar. They came to the ring, talking about a handshake. that was the end result, what it was going to be. Heyman said his client was willing to shake Goldberg's hand because he has proven to be every bit of the conqueror that Lesnar has proven to be. Heyman said both men need to win at WrestleMania, but only one man will walk out as a winner, and the other will walk out a loser. Heyman doesn't make predictions. He has spoilers. And he tells us another one. Heyman said at the end of the match, there will be a new champion, and his name is Brock Lesnar. Brock holds out his hands like, alright, let's shake. Heyman said that when the match is over, everyone can look at Goldberg and say, there he is, Brock's bitch.
Mm.
Goldberg got mad, turned around to Heyman. This gave Brock the chance to deadlift Goldberg up in the air and hit the F5. I enjoyed this.
Nice segment. Really, really well done. You know, fans are chanting for CM Punk, so what do? You send out Paul Heyman. That's the natural response. Goldberg, honey, what the hell? He was like dripping wet. He walked to the ring. That's all he did. And by the end of the segment, sweat was literally dripping off of him.
Well,
he was moist. Like, what the crap?
Well, the pyro's hot when he walks out.
But still, he was nasty. It's like, dude, you're blown up walking to the ring. What the heck? I mean, they're going to have to take that title and get it clean because he got sweat, like, all over it. He was dripping all over it. It's a TV belt. They're going to have to send it to the dry cleaners now.
We then had Mick Foley in the ring. He brought out the WWE Women's Champion, Bayley. Bayley, thankfully, said she wished she could feel like a champion. She said, spoke about what happened with Sasha last night. She said she's trying to wrap her mind around it, what happened, but she needs to remember, gotta get to WrestleMania. Foley says that time of year, it doesn't matter how you get there, only matters that you're going, and Bayley's going to WrestleMania. But who will be the opponent? Out walks Sasha Banks. She said, just because Charlotte sent Dana Brooke backstage doesn't mean she wasn't going to stay. She said, she didn't want to talk about them. She wanted to talk about WrestleMania. And said they used to talk about tearing the house down together at WrestleMania. So why talk about it? Let's do it. Foley then asked the fans if that should happen. They agree. And then out walked Charlotte. Charlotte said Sasha couldn't get another title shot because of Roadblock and Alliance stipulation. Charlotte said Sasha didn't think Bayley could beat Charlotte. And she used Bayley by pretending to be her friend. She was robbed of her title and her pay-per-view streak and said Foley doesn't care as long as his favorites are going to WrestleMania. And Foley said he cares, but Charlotte lost her contractually obligated rematch. Charlotte pointed out the controversy, continued to say she was robbed, out came Stephanie. Fans are really chanting CM Punk at this point, and called unpredictable and said they're just like Punk. You're all losers.
I like to point out Stephanie was dressed up for her husband. Both of them. She was wearing black and purple.
Mm-hmm.
We know which one's the favorite.
Stephanie says Sasha's the most manipulative person in the locker room. She accused her of cozying up to Bayley. Stephanie said Charlotte was robbed and deserved a title match. So, as the commissioner, she will make Bayley versus Charlotte at WrestleMania. And Foley's like, you can't leave Sasha out in the cold. Stephanie asked who the boss is, and Foley said Steph is the boss, and Sasha is the boss. Foley proposed Sasha for Charlotte in a number one contenders match. So he said, you know, he's right, Sasha should earn it. But if Sasha wins, it's a triple threat, and she has to beat Bayley to get the shot. Not next week, tonight.
I liked this. It kind of redeemed last night a little bit, because the way that they did the finish in the match last night, you're like, but Bayley is a face. So is Sasha gonna turn? And you're like waiting for the turn and it never comes and it never comes and it never comes. So you're like, so wait, the face just screwed the heel? Like, that's not how this is supposed to work. So it was a nice follow-up to last night where you have Bayley feel guilty about it and you have Sasha really kind of being unapologetic and Charlotte, you know, rightfully claiming that she got screwed because she did. Not that she, you know, doesn't have it coming because she screwed everybody else, but that's neither here nor there. My only issue with it was that it's like, well, Foley was just going to put her in the match, and he's like, well, after the year she's had this year, what year that she's had this year, she held the title like 4 times. Are you talking about when she got beat up by Nia Jax? She still held the title 4 times in the last year, 3-4 times, something like that. That's not a bad year.
So that's why he believes she should still be in WrestleMania. I don't know.
She should be at WrestleMania, but it's like, you shouldn't just handle her to the title shot because of that. You know, it's like, yeah, I agree. Make her earn it. Make them all earn it.
So Sasha beat Bayley. Charlotte got involved. Dana got involved. And Bayley tapped out. I'm not happy with Bayley tapping, but I understand it. It's Sasha's finish.
Yeah, you have them try to get involved, and Sasha pulls her away and locks the bank statement back in and makes Bayley tap. I mean, it was an okay finish. It wasn't the best. It's like, you don't want to have your champion tapping out.
No, you don't want
Excuse
it.
me.
you don't want it, especially this close to WrestleMania, but
yeah.
Sasha doesn't have any other finish.
Yeah.
One other thing we need to mention on this show, Seth Rollins worked out. He's rehabbing. We saw footage. Triple H was live via satellite and said, hats off to WWE for providing world-class care to its athletes. Kevin Wilkes was in the video and is one of the best in the world, and hope Rollins listens to the experts and utilizes their advice, because we pay so much money for it. That's why we have the best doctors in the world telling you not to do something and you do it anyway just because of your stupidity. He said Rollins claims to be the man. He said that's a lie. Hunter said has been called a lot of things. He has a lot of nicknames like the King of Kings, the Game, Cerebral Assassin, and claimed other people, you know, actually gave it to him. Kind of obvious that Hunter was the one who gave himself, just saying.
Yeah.
Hunter said if Rollins makes it to WrestleMania, all that's waiting for him is a nightmare. Don't call me out, because if you show up again, it'll be the last thing you ever do. A nice little promo from Hunter advancing the story.
I felt like there were shots fired in this, just a little bit.
Oh?
Where Hunter's like, you know, yeah, we have the best medical care in the world, and we take care of our athletes, and you know, well, if you do something that you're not supposed to do, and the doctors tell you not, you're not supposed to do it, well, you're stupid. Who does that sound like? Where were they tonight?
Very good point.
It is just, it's a really subtle shot, and I liked how they did it, and it's probably not an actual one, but it's just like, okay, yeah, shots fired. Shots completely fired. But I mean, I liked this interview of Hunter's, where he's sitting there doing the corporate spiel, and, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, you know, yeah, we, you know, Seth, honestly, I really don't want to have to do this, but if you force my hand, you force my hand, and that's it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But to reiterate the beginning of the show, we talked about The Undertaker's back. The road to WrestleMania has officially passed the fast lane, and we're all right at the next exit, because we're 27 days away.
Hi!
But that'll do for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/rackradioshow is the place to be for WTR Sims. Thursday night is another edition of the award-winning The Rack.
We have a stacked show for you guys. We're going to have news, we're going to have notes, we're going to be talking Fastlane, and we have a very special guest. That's right. The creator of Headlock, the one, the only, Michael Kingston, will be joining us on the show to tell us about the next installment of his awesome series, Headlocked, and where you can donate for the Kickstarter, so you don't want to miss it. It's The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Wow.
Long time zone. Sorry.
Wow. It's been a long time since we started at 11.
Yeah. Long time. Like, 5 years long.
3 years.
Something like that.
However long you've been back in Georgia. Anyway. Rack Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes.com. All the places, Rack Radio Show. Saturday night, midnight edition, another edition of CB Raid. Well, say what? Well, the Gray and the Great Debate, Sega video games, and more. Hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies. CB Radio Live, Saturday night, midnight edition, CBRadioLive.com. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, WTR Sunday on the Facebook and the Twitters. And we're back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
You can follow me on Twitter at LensWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you'd like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to Gerwerk.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. Who was apparently at Raw tonight?
Yes, he was.
Follow
him. He was
him.
There to see his cousin.
Follow him on the Twitter, Instagram.com/MBG1211. So for Lindsay on Rock, we'll see you Thursday for The Rack. And right back here for the Raw Post Show next Monday night, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, on the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.